For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I'm my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah. Hi.
Hi, back to school.
We are back in it. We are back in the routine full force.
So today was my first day back to school.
Whoa.
And I'm my littlest one in kindergarten. Yep. And now I have all four kids in school.
Wait, do you have all four kids in the same? No, not in the same. You have two stops.
Yes. Next year, I'll have three stops. I'll have the high school, the middle school, and then the elementary school.
Oh, no. Okay, so you're enjoying this year while it lasts.
I am, actually, because last year, the little one was at daycare, so mm-hmm. I had three stops last year. So it took me about an hour and 10 minutes in the car in the morning before I got to work.
That's before you come and do this, full-time job of yours.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Back to school last week for you, right?
Yes, I have my little one in kindergarten this year, too. Him and his big sister. So one drop-off for my husband in the morning because I work mornings, so he takes care of the morning frenzy.
What is your favorite thing about the kids being in school?
The routine.
Yeah.
I have realized more and more as the years go by that we all thrive on a routine.
I kind of feel the same way. And I've been noticing, like, the last couple weeks, me trying to get my stuff together, you know, like organized and not staying up so late, not drinking so many cocktails during the day. I've been trying to get on course because, you know, you need mommy to be in the right frame of mind to keep you on schedule.
The big debate in our house, I'm curious what your stance is on new backpacks every year or no new backpacks every year, and like lunch boxes and everything.
Oh, of course they want a new one every year.
Right.
But if they get a JanSport or something, like my older ones, they have JanSports, they're fine.
Really good quality ones,
they're fine. No new backpacks for you this year. But the littler ones, I don't get them expensive ones, so they tend to get kind of crappy after a while.
Like so the Paw Patrol from
exactly.
Yeah, those don't last as long. Well, my when I was growing up, back to school, I always got excited because I loved like pens and pencils and
trapper keepers.
Yes, pick out your trapper keeper. Yes. So I think I get excited about back to school, and even though they don't necessarily need new backpacks, for me it's like the sign of like a fresh start. At least for kindergarten. Like, going into kindergarten, I felt like was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He needs his backpack, and it's, like, way too big for him. I think it's so cute.
It's, like, double the size of his back.
Takes him a while to grow into their backpacks,
for
so maybe
sure.
He'll have this one for a few years. But
that's so cool. How was he on the first day?
He was great.
No tears, nothing?
No, and I knew he was really nervous. He was visibly nervous all throughout the summer, and people mean so well, but they'll come up, and as soon as they find out you've got a little one going into kindergarten, you probably notice this too, it's like they make a really big deal about it. Oh my gosh, you're going to kindergarten, aren't you excited? And he would just shut down.
panic.
I don't think he's excited, I think he's nervous, but as soon as we got there and we were actually in the moment, he was totally fine. I think it was just the anticipation of all.
So you already had a full week of school, right?
I've had a full week.
How is he doing? Is he exhausted? Is he,
Both kids are totally wrecked. Completely wrecked.
I'm not looking forward to it.
The principal did this talk, and she went to all the incoming kindergarten families, and she said, the number one thing I want to tell you is your kids are going to be so exhausted, and they might have more meltdowns. There might be more, you know, tantrums and whining, and it's all par for the course, and she was right.
Yeah, meltdowns galore.
Because you'll find out today, I guess, when they get home. But
yeah.
Might just be a veg out in front of the TV afternoon.
Pass out, take a nap. I mean, that sounds good for me. I'll do that.
I know. I'm wishing for that for you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, can't wait to hear how the first week, especially for your kindergartner, goes.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm ISD Mom Amber.
I'm ISD Mom Sarah.
See you next week.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.